I should be joined on the line by singer-songwriter Brian Spence. I've been loving playing his track, I Was a Zombie, and so has Bob Simpson. He's got a bit obsessed as well. So are you there, Brian?
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can. Do you know what I've done? I turned up the wrong fader. I've done that twice this week, which is...
That's okay. I thought I'd switch the mic off here.
No, don't worry. When I do this, when this goes up on the Phoenix FM website, I take out my mistakes.
Ah, okay. Oh, so this isn't happening live then?
No, this is happening live, but my mistakes are always live. It's great to speak to you. We've been loving I Was a Zombie. It's such a good song, such a strong song. But before we play it and we talk about it, when did you first get the music bug?
Probably when I was about 10, 11, 12 or something like that, you know, just playing like cardboard guitars in the back garden, that type of thing. I think it was around about the Beatles time, everybody got guitars in. Almost everybody in my street, all the guys got guitars. And I had to wait a year longer than everybody else, and that made me even more obsessed. Yeah, and then I started playing in bands when I was like 15. In fact, the first band I played in was called The Phoenix, strangely enough. Later on, I had a band called Bilbo Baggins. We had sort of semi-sort of success in the 70s. After that, what was it? Me and the singer had an album out in the States, Chisholm and Spence. And then I brought out a couple albums on my own with Polydor in the 80s.
So you've had a really, you know, a cracking career and still going.
Yeah.
Do you remember the first song you ever wrote, Brian?
I can't remember the title of it, but I can remember the chords and the songs. I think I just turned 14. I could play half a dozen chords. Yeah, and it's about the girl that lived four doors along from me.
Yeah. They always
are. Yeah.
What inspires you to write? Are you somebody who just gets an idea, comes into your head any time of day?
No, I have to. I just sit there in the studio and I just play. I have to make myself do it. If I just sit there and wait for inspiration, nothing ever happens.
Yeah.
It's very rare I'll hear a song completely in my head. I'll start doing a guitar pattern and sing on top of it, tape it, and then I'll pick the best parts. Work from that and just keep building the song up. I mean, I could get the whole backing track and then I could change the whole song. I could completely change the whole song and start again, different lyrics, different everything until I feel happy with it.
And do you get other musicians to come in to record, and do you do the production and the mixing and everything yourself?
Because I can do everything myself now, I just do it all on my own, yeah. Yeah. Just write and record everything myself, yeah. I never need to get musicians in.
So you would do drums, bass, everything, keyboards?
Yeah, can do the whole lot. The thing is with drums in that, but you can do all sorts of things, you know, samples, all that sort of stuff. So I do all that, play keyboards, bass, guitar, and guitar. Guitar's my main thing. I really was a guitarist before I was a singer. I started singing very late. When I actually got my own album deals, I couldn't talk about myself as a singer. I'd always just thought I was a guitarist. It was a strange transition.
How has your music changed? How has the music evolved over the years?
I suppose a little. It's not massive because I was always into like rock music from the start. I used to be in a blues band and I'd copy everything that Peter Green, who was in Fleetwood Mac, did. I'd do all his licks and stuff, you know. And then I became in a pop band and started writing quite poppy for that era. And later on, it just sort of evolved, but more in a recording sense. It's strange to say. I just write how I feel at that time. And like this album, the album I've got now, War and Love, it's different. There's different colours on it, you know. It's acoustic type stuff and there's straight on 80s rock. Yeah. Type feel as well.
Now, is the track I Was a Zombie, this is taken from War and Love, is this the first release off of this new album?
Yeah, that's the first one, yeah. I don't necessarily go in the studio with a specific thing. I'll just write whatever comes in my head and just record that, you know. I could do stuff that's even right up to date as well, say like The Weeknd or something like that, which I wouldn't bring out, but it's, and I love 70s rock as well. I love that sort of poppy thing, you know, about that whole 70s feel. which you don't really hear that much nowadays, but like T-Rex and all that sort of stuff, you know. Everybody had to lie about their ages to get recording contracts in the 70s and things. I remember there was, we were like 24 at the time and we got told we were too old. Fortunately, we got record deals after that, but it was really strange because at that time, punk came and they were signing up 17-year-olds and 18-year-olds, you know, who could play three chords. It was like that sort of scene. I mean, I've heard great albums done on just a laptop. Skrillex, his old album was done in hotel rooms on a laptop. It's just incredible. So it's a completely different business now. I suppose that people don't sell in the same amounts now. That's why they have to tour now, isn't it? We can't rely on our record sales now to keep them going for the rest of their life.
Yeah.
Because the money you get from streaming is so tiny, it's absolutely minuscule.
But are you getting back out there, and are you going to be gigging this album?
The only time I'll be gigging the album, I'm going out to Portugal. I'll go out to Portugal every year or two and do a big concert out there.
Nice.
And that was based on, I had a couple of albums out in the 80s. One was called Brothers, one was Reputation. And they've got an AR radio station that just plays 80s rock, and it's still really big out there. The disco is the dance thing, 80s rock out there. So they have these concerts for 80s artists and stuff like that. So he's got them out there in September. So that's the only time I'll be doing that sort of stuff. When I'm here, I just play bars and stuff like that, you know. I actually gig a lot with my wife, but we gig together.
So you just like the kind of more chilled, relaxed kind of gigs?
Yeah, that's it. I just love playing.
Yeah.
I'll do like three gigs a week, you know. It's everything to me, actually. I enjoy that side of things more than any other thing, fun enough, because I can just play my guitar, play whatever song I want, you know. I just really enjoy it.
Now, when I got your track, I Was a Zombie, it caught me straight away. I like the little spoken bit. And then it just goes places. It's such a good track and really, really hooky. So did you know that you had a bit of a winner when you started writing it? And did you write it really quickly, or was it one that took a while to sort of come through?
No, that was quite quick, actually. Have you written yourself? Have you written anything?
Yeah.
You know, you get the feeling you're just doing it, and then you just suddenly realise it's there.
Mm.
And I think that was with that, and it just felt good to me right away. It just felt different, even though it's still a rock song. It just feels different from most of the things that I hear, actually. Love listening to it. Whereas something, you know, you do tracks and you think, oh, I can't listen to that again. I've got quite a few of these as well. And there's certain ones you can keep listening, and I've even got songs that nobody else likes. I can still listen to it. You know, it's basically about like you're being in a relationship where like somebody else is in complete control of it. You know, but you're so besotted with them, you almost can't see it. But then one day you wake up and you do realise.
Yeah.
And then that person has the strength to leave it. Yeah. Which would be me, I suppose, in that case. I've seen a lot of people in relationships like that, and they just can't leave. And they know it's totally destructive.
Yeah.
They can't move because they're so in love, or think they're in love.
Just said to my friend who's listening out there, this song is for them.
Oh, really?
Because they're in one of those relationships as well. They just can't see the wood for the trees, shall we say. Now, you must say hello to Bob Simpson, because obviously there's about another 38 presenters here on Phoenix FM, and he said, would I say hello to you today? Because I think he wanted to get the interview with you, and I snuck in first.
Oh, fantastic. Hi, Bob. Thank you so much for playing my record. This is really nice for me, this happening, actually.
Because if you buy your music, then people like Brian can go into the studio and create more wonderful music. You thought I was going to have a problem with your accent today, and I've done really well, which is surprising for me.
You can understand. Yeah, because it's just if anybody else can understand me, that's the problem.
No, you've got a great
accent. I sometimes
accent.
Talk to people, and when I'm talking to people, and I just see this blank expression on their face. It's like, what are you saying? You know, they just can't understand what I'm saying sometimes. But
No, I absolutely, but a beautiful accent, lovely accent from that part of the world. Anyway, really lovely to talk to you. Can't wait to hear the brand new track as well. But you, if you'd like to introduce your song, because I'm going to be playing it next.
Well, hi, everybody. This is Brian Spence, which is me. And this was called I Was a Zombie. Quiet, please. Thank you.
Thanks, Brian. Cheers.
All right, thank you, Michelle. Bye. Thanks very much.
Thanks. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.